Zach, just one other thing. When you got to talk about the rock star part and coming back, I'm sorry, excuse me, coming back. But when you have a stretch like 6 out of 8 possessions where you don't get a first down, how does that feed the defense then? What can you see them? Do they play with more confidence? Do they get into their rhythm that way?
Well, I don't think it's ever good to go 3 and out, despite the rhythm, whatever rhythm the defense might get into. Going 3 and out that many times, those guys need some oxygen as well. You know, they need to get their legs under them, and that's why you really need a balanced team. Because you don't want to have those 3 and outs. You want to let the defense put their feet up while we drive down the field and score.
Where were you, Stafford, you know, being limited with his right leg? You seemed like you could barely put weight on it the last couple of drives.
What's the question?
Where are you?
I just could see it like the rest of you could see it. As far as, you know, what's going on, I'm not sure.
What does that do for you as teammates, you know, trying to make plays for him, knowing that he's hurting?
Well, I mean, he's a total warrior out there. He's just gutting it out. I've had a lot of respect for him. You know, have a lot of respect for him, and that doesn't surprise me one bit that he's out there playing no matter what kind of pain or what kind of injury he's experiencing.
Does it sort of inspire you guys?
Yeah, I mean, how can it not? You know, when you see a guy out there, like you said, can hardly walk around and is taking us down the field twice in, you know, 2.5 minutes, whatever you said. Very impressive, very inspiring. That stems from what he does during the week, you know, his work ethic, his dedication, what he does every day.
Does he say anything? Does he verbalize how he feels, or is it just something you have to recognize on your own?
You know, he's saying a couple things, but more the body language and just his actions speak louder for me.
I think more than one, I think it was Peppers. How quickly was he upon you? It seemed like it was immediate.
Yeah, very quick. I'm not sure exactly what happened. It was hard to tell on the picture, so I'll have to take a look at it.
You see yourself as a power short yardage back? Do you think that kind of fits your skill set?
I think so, but again, whatever I'm asked to do, I'm going to try to do it the best I can. Whether that be first, second down, third down, short yardage, pass pro, whatever.
Was that a screen pass you had called back to me? Was that not a screen pass?
Yeah, that was a screen.
I thought so.
Yeah. Again, I don't know how the call went down, but I thought it was very well blocked.
It looked close.
Maybe that was why they called the penalty. I don't know.
You had much blocking.
Yeah,
too much,
I don't know.
On the field.
Too good of a play, right?
You had a couple good pickups in pass protection today, but it seemed like some of the pressure coming in general was mental mistakes more than it was just losing one-on-one battles. Do you know if they did anything different than what you saw in terms of disguising their blitzes or anything like that?
I don't think there was anything a lot different than what's in their package than what we saw in film. However, some of the looks I know were challenging for people at certain positions. So we'll just have to go back and see how that all worked out.